Two deft flicks of the cravat, and Oliver's wrists were secured to the mahogany headboard, the knot loose enough so one quick tug would release it. When Vincent had purchased the estate from his father over 2 years ago, he hadn't given much thought to the furnishings. His only interest had been the unwavering belief that he could turn the property into a thriving investment. The bed, though, with its four sturdy posts and intricately turned spindles spanning the width of the headboard and footboard, had proved as valuable to him as the vein of coal he had found in the northwest end of the property. And Oliver's reaction when Vincent restrained him between those four posts indicated the man had far more fondness for the bed than anything that generated income. Sitting back on his heels at his lover's side, he took in the results of his handiwork. A corner of the sheet had tangled around one of Oliver's calves, the rest of him bared to Vincent's view. His legs were casually spread, one knee slightly bent. His arms stretched over his head put his flawless chest on full display. The white linen around his wrists presented an enticing contrast to his golden skin. Vincent let out a low grunt of satisfaction. The man had a body made to be bound, and a soul that craved it almost as much as he craved Vincent himself. He reached out, slowly whispered a hand down Oliver's sleep-warmed chest, the skin soft and smooth beneath his palm. With effort, he resisted the impulse to pinch those copper nipples, to twist a hardened tip, to make Oliver shudder and gasp with pleasure, to make him beg for more. But it wouldn't do to wake him just yet. His attention slid back up to Oliver's face. On anyone else, his features would almost approach average, but somehow he simultaneously embodied both beautiful and handsome. A hint of a morning beard darkened his jaw, his full lips slightly parted. Vincent leaned down, brushed his lips across Oliver's in the barest brush of a kiss, their breaths mingling ever so briefly. Then he moved along the bed to settle on his knees between Oliver's legs. With one hand braced on the mattress, he bent down, wrapped a gentle hand around the base of that pretty prick, and lowered his head. Light and soft, he dragged his tongue across the crown, waiting, every sense attuned to his lover. Oliver let out a breathy moan, more sigh than sound, and lifted his hips slightly. Vincent opened, let the slick head slide past his lips. The short little lazy nudges of Oliver's hips as he fucked Vincent's mouth indicated the man hadn't awoken yet. Vincent kept his mouth languid and yielding, only occasionally sucking on a downstroke, allowing the flames of desire to build within Oliver, within himself. It didn't take long for a salty tang to tease his tongue. Vincent's cock, hanging hard and heavy between his thighs, jerked in response. Another moan, this one more sound than sigh, and Oliver spread his legs wider. Vincent released his hold on the base of Oliver's prick, cupped his bollocks, drawn up tight to his body, and rolled the weight of them in his palm. Then he drifted his fingertips down, past the smooth expanse of skin to his entrance, pressed but didn't penetrate. Oliver's thrust stuttered. Glancing up, Vincent caught his gaze. His eyes were heavily lidded, mere slits, the dark depths glittering with lust. Hollowing his cheeks, Vincent sucked hard as he dragged his lips up the length. Oliver arched with a moan, tugged at his bonds and moaned again. His cock hardened even further in Vincent's mouth. Vincent kept sucking as he began bobbing along the length, increasing the pace, urging him onward. Oliver had the edge of his full bottom lip captured between his teeth, desperate need pulling his beautiful features. Vincent swiped his fingers at the base of Oliver's cock, gathering the moisture that had slid down the length. The moment Vincent brushed his entrance, Oliver pulled his knees to his chest, hips canting up, the request clearer than if he shouted. "Please, Vincent." Thick with need, his whispered